Coming up on TMS, what women look at is not what men look at all.
Don't fly your plane so close to shopping centers.
Red Robin wants to kill you.
Legolas took a swing at the Biebs.
He sure did, and I wish he would have connected. Yeah. Interstellar is starting to look stellar.
Random emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Oh, those little Keebler elves make uncommonly good cookies. They do it magically in a hollow tree. When making fudge stripe cookies, the elves lose lots of sleep.
Why? We make sure every stripe is straight and fudge is spread on deep.
Why all this close attention to details great and small?
We're careful because we know the Keebler name goes on them all.
In the Keebler Hollow Tree,
where we make crackers and cookies uncommonly good.
You are inconsistent.
I love the smell of polyurethane in the morning. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Why hello?
Why hello? What are you doing here?
How long have you been standing there?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm holding my towel up, covering my breasts now. Boy, this is like every movie I ever saw as a kid and wish my parents wouldn't come home. Hey, everyone. It's the Morning Stream for Thursday, and we're back. It's Thursday, July 31st, last day of the month, 2014. It will soon be August, and then it will soon be September.
Yes.
And then it will soon be October, and then it will soon be November. I just want
and this wedding,
yeah.
And this wedding will soon be over.
Yeah, I hope so.
Where you're going with that.
September, we have till September 20th, so we still got a good, you know, a decent amount of time before my life becomes crazy. Well, I don't know. It's already a little crazy around here, but we're dealing. We're making it work. We're all right. Everything's fine. Okay, everybody? Look, it's fine. It's her big day. Well, I'll tell you what.
Listen to the show, does she?
No. She used to. She can't now with her weird schedule, yeah. Or at least that's what she says. But
she'd be awfully worried about you. Like,
yeah, she should be. But here's the thing: there's one big and one of the nice benefits of this whole experience that you forget about is that the other two, they learn a lot from this experience. And what I mean by that is they learn what they do want to do and they don't want to do. Like they get to see the guinea pig older sister go through all this stuff, and then they can more pick and choose what they would prefer not to deal with or deal with when it comes to theirs later. I've always felt that way. There's a big advantage to being one of the younger siblings, because you can just kind of go, ooh, I don't want that.
Right. basically you're sending out a red shirt before you and everything. So
totally.
We can kind of test things out.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to call her Lieutenant Marple or whatever. And she's going to take a weird plant spore to the chest and they'll all learn from it. It'll all be fine. Hey, it's the Morning Stream and we're doing it. We got stuff to talk about and do. Today's one of those days where we have two episodes. Why? Because we have a Patreon and you guys support it at patreon.com/TMS. I actually have something to say about the Patreon real quick.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not a lot of you. Okay. It's very few of you Patreon supporters.
Oh, no.
But today's the 31st, right? Some people will hop on and go, hey, I'm giving you 10 bucks a month for umpteen million hours of entertainment. Thank you so much. Bep, bep, bep. And then on the 31st every month, they change their pledge down to a penny.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. On the day before it goes through. Yeah. People actually do that. I don't know why you're bothering to do that. Like, why, you know what you ought to...
Like, teasing us is what you're doing.
Well, they just, I mean, look, I don't do it because you feel peer pressure to do it. Do it because you actually can and want to. That's all asking.
The want to is the important.
Yeah, we want you to do it. If you're doing it just to say, yeah, look at me supporting, penny. Okay, but it's the third. Okay, I'm back up to 10. Like, that doesn't do us any good. It doesn't actually, you know, serve any end game, so... Anyway, just throwing that out there. It's a little weird. But it's patreon.com/TMS, and we really appreciate it.
Make Jack Conti sad.
Yeah, of course.
Don't make Jack Conti sad.
No, he won't make any cool videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing about that is that by and large, the huge, you know, majority proportion of people who support us on Patreon don't do that. So thank you to everybody who is just normally doing their thing. It's very few, like I said, very few people, but occasionally it pops up. And I'm like, oh, what's that about? Now,
do,
there
we, have do we have any patrons who give us $19.30?
No.
No.
None that give
us. There's
no 1930s out there. No 1930s that I'm aware of. Now,
okay.
If I was one of you $20 people, I'd consider adjusting mine down to 1930.
Well, then they don't get the, what, they get something for $20, don't they?
Oh, that's right. We don't have a level.
So they would lose that all of a sudden.
Yeah, maybe Daryl or maybe Dave should make a level.
Make a 1930 level and you'll get something from Daryl every single month.
Yeah, you'll get something annoying from Daryl though. It's got to be annoying. Kind of like 1930 is.
He will call you up for 5 minutes a month and sing 1930 in your ear.
Yes, this is right. So Brian, you know, we try to fill the top of the show with, you know, the things that happen to us, our everyday life, whatever.
Right, sure.
And I thought I understood men and women. I thought I understood pretty well their differences and what they think about and how they see the world differently, perhaps their perspective.
Is this work for your stand-up routine? Now, men, men are like,
and women are like, wee. I'll be at the Comedy Store this weekend and giggles on the Thursday.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten airplane food? It's the worst.
What's
isn't
the deal?
It?
What's the deal with airline peanuts?
I was trying not to invoke a Seinfeld, but yeah, that's
can't what help it. I find this article that blew my mind. It's on Boing Boing, is where they kind of linked it. And if you'll click that link, I want you to see this. Now, it's a very visual thing.
That link, and very, I will very also visual give thing. It to the chat room.
Came from Business Insider.
After mine loads.
Yeah, of course. Came from Business Insider originally. They've just reposted this thing. They have done some technology using, what do you call it? Eye tracking heat map technology.
Okay, sure.
So they track where people are actually spending their time looking for various things. Okay, so, you know, it tracks men and women, where are their eyes mostly focused on an image or on TV or whatever. And in this case, it's a baseball game. All right, you know, baseball, professional baseball.
It's baseball, sure.
It's America's pastime.
All right.
And there is a player up to the bat there. Now, if I were to ask, you've seen the image, but if I were to ask you where the women focus their attention when watching, say, a baseball player at bat, where would you have guessed that they focus their eyes and they're watching it?
Well, so women, I would assume, would look at the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd look at the shoes.
Sure.
See if there were nice shoes.
A little shoes, sure. Sure, why not?
And then maybe the chest or the arms.
Yeah, right. Kind of the musculature, the, you know, the normal things that, say, a female might be attracted to in a man.
Right.
Now, if I asked you where the men would look, you might say, well, the guy's face, the bat.
Right. Probably look at the bat, the maybe stance. Look in the crowd to see if there are any, you know, hot chicks in the first
right.
six rows.
Right, sure. Right, because we're all douches, you know?
Right.
So that's what I thought. What you just said is what I thought.
Yeah.
And then here's what's the truth. The women look exactly where you think they're looking. Chest, upper body, mostly face and head. Mm-hmm. They're keeping an eye on the dude's face and facial features and head. The guys, predominantly, but not by a lot, are paying attention to his head also, looking at his face, his head, his helmet, that kind of area. Much more focused on that in terms of that area is a much more solid circle. But there is a nearly as big, huge emphasis in that heat map on his crotch.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, so it looks like I can tell you exactly what's going on in the guy's head who's looking at this baseball player.
Yeah, he
look at the head. Don't look at the crotch.
So now I guess what this did to me is it made me honest, and it made me actually think about when I'm watching sports or anything, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And I do check out a dude's crotch occasionally, but not because I'm into it, but I don't know why I am. Is this some kind of basic male instinct to go, I am the alpha dog. I must reproduce. I see this baseball player has a big wiener. You know what I mean? Like, am I being right. defensive? Is this a, because I'm not into the dude's crotch. Nobody, well, some might be, but I'm not.
Sure, sure.
I kind of think I might, I think I do this. Now, I don't know if I do it as often as this little schmudge says I do, but the women clearly don't care. Look at that. They don't care.
Right, right.
Forget the crotch.
Look even, at the, you know, there's not even any looking at the butt. You know, it's just like looking right at the head.
I'm going to put this on our official Twitter account.
Okay.
And people can check it at home.
You also want to take a look at, hold on a second here.
The other link there?
Yeah, Archineer has been posting some great links to other ones like this, other visual attention pattern.
Like this Scarlett Johansson one here, for example. There's an ad. It's actually linked in that article. Everyone focuses on Scarlett's face in this Dolce Cabana ad. And from her face, it tracks down to the actual...
Oh, I don't see that in this article at all. In the same Boing Boing article?
Yeah, yeah. It's down below under... it says, Dear Business Insider, that's not a torso. Yeah. And the not.
Oh, okay. It's the link that is not a torso?
Yeah, click
gotcha.
That.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So that's surprising to me because nobody's really checking out. I mean, there's a little chest checking out there. But if you scroll down a little bit, you get to see... Well, I bet this is invaluable info for advertisers, isn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah.
I mean, this technology is amazing.
Wow, it's crazy. Like, seeing the video ones where you actually see what they're paying attention to in a video.
In real time, yeah.
In real time, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I find that fascinating. I want to learn more. I want to know more. I desire to know more.
Oh, yeah, okay. So these two, the iTrack shop below it with the women in swimsuits and...
But look at the women in swimsuits one where it says the men versus the women. This is surprising to me. The women are way more interested in that girl's body than the men are.
Well, also, but look at the red dots in the water, like where the text is.
Yeah.
Like they are reading all the text, basically.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
And the guys are like, oh, look at her face. Look at her face. Boobs. Oh, look back at her face.
Yeah,
oh, look at the belly. Oh, look back at the back of the
but
face.
But so much of the women focus on the body there. Like a lot heavier there. Like that surprises me. Now look at the shoe one, dude.
Yeah, the shoe one is great. It's like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, she doesn't have any cellulite on her butt. Oh, let's look at the shoes.
I'm really surprised by that. And then they look, the Last Supper painting. That's in there.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one. Everyone's looking at Jesus' chest, man.
Well, he's a hot dude in that photo. Yeah, I'm just scanning through these.
No, these are great.
These are really fascinating to me. This kind of thing, this is where I love where technology is taking us right now. Just these weird ideas.
The looking at the shelf full of shampoo, it's like, all right, I can't understand how that gives you any information. I guess the white stuff is getting a lot more glances, the white bottles of shampoo.
Yeah, they totally are. So that would...
This is another page you better link to in the show notes or on the Twitter
feed. Oh, for
sure.
Yeah, this is the more interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like now they're doing this with banner blindness, revealing a potential problem with banner ads. Scroll down to that. Nobody's looking at banner ads.
No, right, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Even on the Google stuff. Like, where are all their eyeballs going?
On some of these, there's so much, so many dots around it, you actually can't tell what they're looking at.
Wow, yeah, you're right. And then look at Facebook. Facebook kind of has it right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at their map. That's what that's what you want. Yeah. They looked at everything. Yeah, see, this is the future, dude. The future.
Wow. No kidding.
This is just crazy to me. All right, well, anyway. Ooh, Vegas. Look where everyone's staring in Vegas. Scroll down.
Oh,
you'll love that one.
I haven't been to Vegas
yet. Everyone's, there we go. So who's... everybody's looking at...
So they're looking at... All right, so let's see. We're on top of...
Where are we? That looks like the Bellagio.
This is the Cosmopolitan looking down, or
they're not. Is that the Cosmo?
We're looking down at Bellagio there on the front left.
Yeah.
No, that's not Bellagio.
Not Bellagio.
The fountains aren't there.
Where's the? No, it says right there, Aladdin. That can't be.
Okay, yeah. So we're looking at the former lab. There it is, yeah. We're looking at what's now the Planet Hollywood. That's how old this picture is.
Wow.
So we are looking from Paris down to Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was taken on top of the Eiffel Tower. And people are looking at Mandalay Bay more off in the distance than anything else.
Wow.
I don't know how you use that information.
Check this resume.
Down at Excalibur.
If you're trying to get a job, this was interesting. In the 6 seconds you spend on a resume, recruiters focus on name, current and past position, titles, dates, and education, and everything else gets ignored. Mm. Wow. Yeah, I've...
It's like smudgy fingers all over the place.
Too. I know it does, right? I really like this stuff. Anyway, yeah. Thought I'd share that because it blew my mind. And again, dudes checking out wieners.
Right.
Ladies, not so much. Don't know what that's about. Well,
it's such an old picture. It's like, all right, yeah, there's no aria. I couldn't get any bearings on.
I know. This is not your Vegas, Brian.
This is not the Vegas
well,
I know.
It's the Vegas you used to know.
It's a
right.
It's a Vegas I knew 14 years ago is what
Vegas
it is.
That you used to know. All right, we're gonna call Daryl now.
Didn't have to tear that down.
I like that song. Who sings that? Who's that?
Gautier. Yes.
Gautier.
Like Gautier.
So when your your Canadian friend notices you haven't shaved today, that's what you get.
Nice Gautier.
Hey, nice goatee. All right, where's this damn bumper? Oh, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Stump a Trek Nard begins right now, and it's brought to you by
Lantern Forge, a sandbox survival PC game with building, crafting, and RPG elements. Mine and forage for resources to build a home, plant crops, and craft weapons and armor. Then venture out to explore the wilderness, find hidden dungeons and temples, fight unique monsters, and collect the treasures they guard. Support a small indie game studio's first Steam Marketplace release by checking out Lantern Forge.
Alrighty, I will actually. Sounds like my kind of game. So, Daryl Skeels is here. Hi, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
It's good to have you here. You sound chipper this morning. You doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
You sounded tired on Twitter, but chipper here. But that's okay. So we're gonna do a little Star Trek trivia with you here. I think that'd be good. Mm-hmm. I actually have something to say about Star Trek real quick. We do this every day, but I've been meaning to bring this up.
Wow. All right, finally, something that's been gnawing at you about Star Trek.
Yeah, forever now, and I felt like I never had an opportunity.
You felt like this was the forum.
So, I was just going to say that I feel like I have not watched or consumed enough of it. Like, I feel like I'm having, it's weird, I feel like I need Star Trek in my life, and I don't know. The question is, where do I go? So where would you guys say I should go?
Movies. You got that option.
Yeah, you got those, and there's movies to see, but...
You've watched all the series and, like, seen everything.
I have.
You've consumed everything that's been released, basically.
I have. I've seen everything Star Trek's ever had to offer, so the question...
Animated show?
You know what? It's been so long, I don't remember any of it, so maybe that's where I go.
There you go.
I mean, Daryl, what's your position on the animation stuff and how it holds up?
It doesn't hold up at all.
Yeah.
if you watch it, just kind of close your eyes and pretend it's a radio play.
I can do.
Then it'll be okay.
But it's got that old, like, Filmation, He-Man quality to it, right? Yeah. Like, there's hardly any movement and sort of limited sets and all that stuff. I kind of dig that because that stuff is so terrible. I mean, they were really doing us a disservice, but I have some nostalgia for it now. So maybe I'll watch that. I just need something. I feel like I need something.
There's only 22 episodes of that, so you'll run out quickly.
So I have a prediction based on this that we will soon get more Star Trek in a regular format, TV or otherwise. I really think that's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the world is calling for it.
It really is. I think I cannot be the only one. I feel like when I have cravings like this, that I'm part of a zeitgeist a little bit of people who are craving it. I wouldn't be surprised. Something's coming. Yeah. It's going to be big. All right. There's that. Let's move on to your question. Your Star Trek trivia question. It's what we do here every day. And one guy yesterday will just have to live with it if he doesn't like it. Here it is. Bow your heads, kneel in worship, because Saturday is Brian's birthday, says Mike.
Aww.
Cue the Double Click's birthday song. It's also Butch Vig's birthday and Mike's dad's birthday, too. Happy birthday, homies, he says. Jeez. In the Next Generation episode, The Emissary. The crew is playing poker. Everyone folds except for Worf and Dr. Pulaski. It's a season 2 piece of business. Mm-hmm. Worf wins the hand. What type of poker hand does Worf win with? Was it A, a straight, B, full house, C, flush, or D, three of a kind? So straight, full house, flush, or three of a kind. I like these kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's the kind of thing you can miss if you're not paying attention. All right. Well,
that's
while,
the kind of thing you miss if you're just watching the show.
I guess.
For the plot.
I guess so. That's a good point. All right, Daryl, let's play this.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
I have no idea what we're doing next. What are we doing?
Yeah. Because I consumed, actually, I even had some this morning, the last of my maple syrup. So, I mean, if you guys want to do the maple syrup, you can do that. If you want to open up, there's other boxes here.
Well, I have no idea. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Daryl, let's taste the syrup.
Oh, I don't have it here. It's
oh, let's not do that then.
Don't do that. You guys got a clear top box that has chocolates in it, right?
Do I? Hold on. Entertain yourselves for a second.
Says Nina's Taste of Tennessee.
Yeah, I cheated once and ate one.
Oh, Daryl.
I couldn't wait. It looked so yummy.
So, you know, if Scott doesn't have this, then he could drink some maple syrup and we'll have some chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. So what do you think? So if we did have a 1930 level on Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know. I would totally do something. And then if they pledge $193, I'd do 10 times more.
Wow. Yeah.
Of whatever it was.
19,300.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Oh.
But I do have. This is from TB and Wendy.
TB and Wendy. What is it? What kind of box are we looking at?
It was a small box, and it had a whole bunch of random stuff in it, like some Twiglets and some other stuff. One of them is wrapped. It's like a little, looks like a little hard dinner roll. They call it a Moore's Dorset Knob biscuit.
Oh, I think I've got that. It's from Walt. Like the box says Walters, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to try that weird little biscuit.
Do you have that one, Daryl?
Oh my gosh, I have so many cabinets full of so much stuff.
So
it's probably somewhere.
A small priority mailbox. If that helps.
No, I take everything out.
Oh.
Before I bring it here. Let's see. Oh, that's an empty bag. I'll throw that away.
Always throwing out the empty bags.
So I've got lava bread, Welsh delicacy. Looks like a soup that I'm going to have to make.
Is this something in like a padded bubble wrap?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, I have that.
Yeah, pull that out. Looks like a little dinner roll, like a shrunken dinner roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it says original white Moore's Dorset Knob. It's literally called a knob, you guys.
It is a knob.
I'm going to read
what they
say. It's a
cracker type snack, which was originally made in Morecambe Lake in Dorset, UB, where my mum was born. Two ways to eat it. Dip it in tea or cut it in half, put a knife into the middle and twist. Butter and cheese are good on top.
Oh, I have none of that right now.
I don't either, but I can dip it in coffee.
I'm just going to see if I can separate it. Oh,
it's
mine shattered.
Yeah, mine's super.
I
hard.
Heard it. I heard it.
Yeah,
explode.
I went to go squeeze it and it popped.
It really does. It does look like a miniature dinner roll.
It does, like one that got left in the back of the car for like
it
a
looks
week.
It looks like a non-American sized dinner roll.
Yeah.
Is what.
Yeah, like a normal. That's the thing. This is probably normal size everywhere else. All right, so I'm just gonna try a corner of it here.
All right,
I'm just gonna bite it.
You know, that's just what you think it is.
Is it really just dinner roll?
Like a dried dinner roll.
Yeah. Hmm. What's that good for?
I don't know. It kind of has a different flavor on the end of it, though.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It's a little it's a little filmy. You know what I mean? Like it's leaving a little bit of a film. I don't mean it's really into cinema. I mean it's a little filmy.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
No, I don't. You know, whatever. I could put that in soup or something.
Mm-hmm. I could put it right in the garbage.
Daryl, not a fan of the Dorset Knob.
It belongs on the door.
No. All right. Well, thank you for that. That's a lovely little treat there, Wendy and TB.
TB and Wendy will continue with that box next week.
The Adventures of TB and Wendy.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to make that soup thing, that lava bread.
Right?
Soup.
That's what I'm saying.
Welsh delicacy, which is produced from the edible seaweed lava, which grows on the rocky coastal areas of Wales.
Mm, that sounds nice. Do you know where you can't get these rolls? You can get them in a lot of places in Europe. Do you know where you absolutely can't get them?
Where?
In the Utah.
There. That's where. All right. So
don't they have them in the cliff?
They have them in the cliff? Oh, you mean the clip clop?
In the cliff, in the snowboard cliff, Lord.
Thanks, lady.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay. She just came for a quick visit. Oh, she had a request.
Can you call me back?
Yeah, yeah, I can. No problem.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You have a good day.
Wait, where do you live?
In the Utah.
Okay.
Call you back in the cliff?
Yeah. Where... okay, so where what the hell we ate now? Oh, birthdays. What's up? What's up with the birthdays?
Oh yeah, I remember this because it's two lurches in a row. Yesterday was Mr. Hom, and today is Ted Cassidy, the original lurch.
Oh, cool!
They're that close in birthdays. That's weird.
They're consecutive. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I think we talked about this last year, right around this time.
We probably did.
Yeah,
this was him. Yeah. That guy.
You are inconsistent.
Well, he's the first one, right? That's the
that
first
would
dude.
Be, that's no, that Ruck. The... Yeah, that's the right one. That's Ruck the Android. That's the guy.
Yeah, yeah. He, is it his birthday or the other guy's birthday?
It's that guy's birthday. Oh. Ruck the Android, and the one you just played.
And is he still alive?
No. Oh. He passed away in 1979 at age 46.
Oh, geez. How would you feel if you only knew you had a couple of years to live?
Yeah, no kidding.
Ugh.
It's one of those weird coincidences.
He had some... He had some weird stuff, though, right? Didn't he have some medical stuff caused by his gigantism or whatever?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to his memory. Daryl, what the hell here? Oh, back to the question, then. All right. We got this card hand that Worf folds with. Or wins with. Sorry, I didn't fold with it. Mm. Everybody else is folded. Was it a straight? Was it a full house? Was it a flush? Was it three of a kind?
Well, let's see. Straight. That's like a body of water. okay. Flush is also water.
Yeah, you can flush your toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least my kids should be doing that more, but sometimes they forget and leave a big old card in there.
That's a TV show with Bob Saget.
What's that? Royal Flush?
No.
Full House.
Oh, Full House. Yeah, this, you got to use the Daryl logic. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. It can't be that. That's a show on TV.
And three of a kind. What's three of a kind?
That was a movie with Robert Downey Jr., I think.
Was there one called Three of a Kind?
Yeah, wasn't it Robert Downey Jr. and, okay, now I got to look this up. Laura Flynn Boyle, for some reason, is who I'm thinking.
Hmm, three of a kind. Could be.
Boils are filled with water.
Yeah. No question about that.
Yes.
And other things, but yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Well, using this weird logic, I'm going to have to pick Full House because it's the only... Well, I guess it would have water in it also, but that's in the pipes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I am thinking of Three to Tango. Thank you, Jackalope. That's what it is, yeah.
I did a check. There is no movie called... Oh, there is something called Three of a Kind, 1944... 2008 and 2006, but they're all shorts, TV episodes, or a movie nobody knows.
Yeah, so it was Three to Tango, which featured neither Robert Downey Jr. nor Laura Flynn Boyle.
Wow.
your memory is strong. Matthew Perry, Nev Campbell, and Dylan McDermott, the other.
Well, the Three of a Kind movie that we could see, 1994, a comedy musical romance movie with Billy Gilbert and Shemp Howard. 44, baby.
Oh, I was thinking, there we go, Threesome. That was the one with Laura Flynn Boyle, Josh Charles, and Stephen Baldwin.
You knew there was a movie, you just didn't know what.
Yes.
Not comfortable with how skinny...
3:10 to Tango.
Chris Pratt's too skinny. Hey, something's up with this guy. What's he doing? What's he doing?
Star-Lord, man, come on.
Here's a little interview with him. Hold on. Skip ahead here.
Comedy. Buddy. With an exquisitely crafted soundtrack.
Okay, never mind. It's a review. that movie's cleaning up on the reviews. Just killing it. So even the ones that are somewhat negative, because it's in the 90s right now.
Yeah. 3:10 to the Utah.
I said that. What?
I think, Crash Mandel, I think, was the first one to put it in there.
3:10.
In the Utah?
3:10.
In the Utah?
That's pretty good. 3:10 in the...
In the Utah?
I got to do that a different way. 3:10. Wait, 3:10.
In the Utah?
There you go.
There you go. Well done.
Can you call me back?
No.
Did you ever call her back or is she still
I did. I forgot to even tell everybody. I called her back. Now, not after we did it on the show. I did it right after. I just never said so. But I called her back and she hunted around for like a good hour trying to find my charger for my notebook. And never did find
it. In the laptop?
In the laptop, yeah. She never find it. She goes, "The charger?
Wall outlet?
Is it charger?" I said, "Yeah." four. And then she could never remember MacBook. MacBook just wouldn't, that wouldn't make sense to her. But she was very sweet, very nice. Like I said, I'd take her to lunch if I could.
Well, sure. We should
she's not far away.
We've done so. No. We've done. She's given us so much.
She's not far away. She's right.
In the Utah?
In the Utah.
In the cliff.
Okay. Bye-bye, lady.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You have a good day.
Oh. She's like a little robot. Comes out for a minute, hangs out with us, and then leaves. All right. Where are we? Question. Oh, yeah. So you say, what'd you end up with? Three of a Kind? Oh, no. That was the movie.
That's between Three of a Kind and Full House. And I think I decided on Full House. Now I forgot why, but that's, all right. I think I'll just choose that.
Well, let's find out if you're right. Is it Full House?
Congratulations.
Oh.
You're a winner.
Man, dodge that bullet. He has a full house, and Pulaski only has a straight. Here's a clip of some of that game going on right there on the Enterprise.
I believe the wiser course of action here is to bend.
You mean fold, Data.
That is correct. Fold. To bend, to make compact, or to capitulate.
I raise 50.
I do not believe Lieutenant Worf understands all the nuances of this betting procedure.
I wouldn't be so quick to judge, Data. His pile's a lot bigger than yours.
Than any of ours.
The cards have been favoring the lieutenant, but that is the result of random chance. Therefore, a temporary situation.
You hope.
Talk or play, not both.
I assume Worf's piles are bigger than anybody else's on that ship.
Yep, that's right. Literally and figuratively. Worf is my favorite Worf when he is being all pissy like that. I like that a lot when he's angry. Play or talk, not both. Daryl, good job. You've done it. You've nailed it. And did we have any question? Of course not. We didn't. Your logic proved out once again. He is the Trek nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And now Daryl will regale us with a stupid thing. What is it?
Yeah, Star Trek animal or the same thing as last time.
Anal disease?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your theme. All right.
That's from the same episode, too, I think.
Was it?
From the Ruck the Android episode.
From that guy.
You cannot be programmed.
From that one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Threadworm.
Now they're getting hard, Brian.
Yeah, because this... My first thought, I mean, I like they're all worms, basically. Threadworm sounds like a butt disease, but could easily be a Star Trek critter.
I can hear Spock going, Captain, that's a threadworm. It's indigenous to these people. Something, something.
I think I'd still push for,
you'd be pushing.
Butt disease.
Okay.
For hours with the threadworm.
We're going to agree. I say bum disease.
And you're right.
Yay. I mean, oh, that's awful. Oh. What is the, do you have a definition of the bum disease there, Daryl? You got that handy?
Oh, I don't want to look into all that stuff.
I'm going to look
Find
it up.
Find a photo for us, would you?
I'm going to look that up just real quick here. Oh, geez. What's it called? Bum thread? What
thread
was it?
Threadworm. Bum thread, sure.
Okay, threadworms or pinworm. Oh, that's just another form of pinworm. Threadworms are small, white worms that infect the intestines of humans. They're between 2 millimeters and 13 millimeters long and look like a piece of cotton thread, hence the name. And they are sometimes known as pinworms. These are the most common worm parasites in children in the UK, affecting up to half of all kids under 10 seconds. 10 seconds? 10,
wow.
10S? Well, does that make sense? That doesn't make sense. Anyway.
No, not 10 seconds. It'd be...
What's 10S?
10S.
10 and a little S right next to it.
Yeah. I would assume 10 years, but I can't figure out what it would mean that would be 10S.
Yeah, it's not a metric thing. The risk of other family members getting
their
them.
Tens?
The tens, yeah, I guess. The risk from getting it from, so adults getting it from the kid are as high as 75%.
Wow.
So don't do this. What happens is they swallow tiny worm eggs, then releasing it. The worms hatch in the gut, then wriggle out of a person's bottom at night to lay more eggs. Ugh. The female.
That's not fun.
No, I don't like this story. They are passed on by poor hygiene. All right. Improve your hygiene.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
No more low gene.
For Pete's sake.
Right? For the love of Pete?
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Let's do the news.
And it's brought to you by Boop on the Frog Pants Network now. Gaming news you can use Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go to frogpants.com/ Boop for all the details and new episodes.
That's B-O-O-P, baby.
Boop, huh?
Boop. Came out of nowhere. Nobody knows what to call it. There it is. Boop. You know, like video boop. Games make the noises okay. like bleep, boop, right. you know. Boop,
sure, sure.
Boop.
Sure.
Boop. All right. Go check it out. Yeah. Frogpants.com/boop. One killed as plane strikes San Diego shopping center. That's a sad piece of news there.
Thing had a vendetta, had a laser-like focus.
I think the plane may have not been at fault. I think maybe the dude flying it is my guess. I could be wrong.
Well,
but
okay, sure.
One woman was killed, another injured on Wednesday when a single-engine plane crashed into the parking lot of a busy San Diego shopping center near the airport. The Mooney M20L is the plane. Went down at 5:30 p.m. near Montgomery Field. It's like a mini, mini mall. It came to rest in a parking lot at a Costco store and a Target store, kind of in between those two, in the Kearney Mesa section of the city. Lee Swanson, spokesman for the San Diego Fire Department and heir to the Swanson Chicken, Instant Chicken Fortune.
Frozen fish.
Said the woman who died is a passenger in the airplane. The pilot, also a woman, was transported to an area hospital. Her condition is not known. They didn't get anybody on the ground.
Gotcha. So it was the pilot and the passenger.
Bad. They clipped the top of the Target store and knocked down a light pole before coming to rest on the paved parking lot. Mm. I always wonder, like, my brother's into, like, flying. He has a license. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's all into that. And, well, not so much anymore, actually. He's not really doing regular planes. I think that was too expensive of a hobby. Because you either had to have your own plane or you had to rent time on it. And it's just really expensive. So I think now he does that thing where they have the chair with like a helicopter attached to it. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's big in Colorado, too, but it's like in urban rural areas. But it's like a little, what do you call those?
You're not talking about a glider, are you?
No, I mean, it's like that, except it's like a little mini helicopter that you're sitting in. It's like the Road Warrior movie.
Oh, an ultralight kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the Road Warrior movie, that guy basically rode
the gyro. The gyro guy.
Yeah, that's a big deal now where he lives. So they all have those. All these aging men think it's cool to have this helicopter. but I always asked him, you know, what would you do if the engine went bad or something while you're flying over a populated area? And he says, oh, you're trained to know where to look to land. You're aiming for parking lots and you're aiming for less trafficked streets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do what you got to do.
Interesting. Well, sorry. It's sad event, but boy, holy cow. I mean, that could have been a lot worse.
Oh, it could have been so much worse, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing that Costco, I mean, I don't know what the Costcos are like in San Diego, but the one here near us, you know, there's 50 billion people in there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Same with this one.
So I can't imagine.
I need to go there today or tomorrow, too. Pick up some almonds. Yeah. Ever since we talked about almonds, the lightly salted roasted almonds with Bill earlier in the week, I've been like, yeah, that's what I need for my desk.
That's a good snack.
Yeah.
Get rid of those Oreos.
Well, yeah, the Oreos are getting moved.
I already passed those on. Moved. I had a kid. We had a bunch of kids come over for a movie yesterday, and they all ate Oreos. Yeah, let their parents deal with that.
Fruit punch, man.
Yeah, no, they loved them, man. They were like, "What? These even exist, man? No way."
Did any of them take a lime, pull it apart, and then merge it with a fruit punch?
Oh my gosh, probably. I kind of stayed away.
Yeah,
they all came over.
I still have the boxes right behind me.
And these kids, they all smell like not bad. But
yeah,
like,
no, there's a musty
13-year-old smell.
Yeah, yeah. There's
it's just hormonal. And
Wait till Nick's 17, all the 17-year-old friends, you know, all the boys come over.
Oh, yeah, no, when Taylor would bring their buddies over, it'd be this. It's the worst.
It really is. I got to air out the basement whenever he has his buddies over.
And what's funny is, like, this is them, in the case of Taylor's friends, this was them kind of at their best because they're with a girl, you know. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's just like a wet dog. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I don't like it. I must have been this, you know. I had Dorito feet for a while when I was a kid. I know what's up. Let's see. What was I going to tell you about? Oh, and anyway, they were all here, so I played Marvel Heroes 2015.
I gotta get into that. I mean, I gotta try it out,
Brian. I think you're really gonna like it, dude.
I'm sure I will. They just released a brand new Spec Ops, which is like these mini missions that only last a few days in Marvel Avengers Alliance and Facebook. And so I've been been working that. On that one. Yeah.
So tell me the difference between Marvel's Avengers, Marvel, what do you call it?
Avengers Alliance.
Avengers Alliance. What's the difference between that and that Puzzle Quest thing they have on iOS? Is it the same
thing?
Way
different. So Avengers Alliance is basically, so Puzzle Quest is Puzzle Quest. I mean, that game is, you know,
straight
you know what
up, match your three things and kill dudes,
Avengers Alliance is a 3-on-3 game, kind of like, I mean, the best thing to compare it to is that Hero Academy thing where you've got, but you don't move around in it. You know, you've got your three guys, they've got your three heroes, you're going up against three other villains, you've each got powers that you can use.
You have abilities and resources to spend.
Exactly,
and all that.
Exactly. So it's kind of like that. So it's like there's some strategy involved with, to take this guy out, we're going to focus fire all three guys on him, and then he, you know, can put a shield on, whatever.
Well, Marvel 2015...
It's Diablo, baby, straight up, right?
Star-Lord is kind of, but it's so much more. Yes, okay, you're not wrong, right? It is it is very much a lot of the conventions of what you expect from a Diablo style game. You're leveling up, you're getting loot, you're doing all those things, but lots of story, so much fan service. Every character in the world is in there. There's a very good chance.
Alternate costumes.
Yeah,
and the
overworld, everybody can be in there at once. So when you're going to another mission, you're kind of like, oh, I'm going to kill a bunch of stuff while I'm here. And these events happen all the time. So like, I'll be rolling around and then suddenly it'll say, a shield agent will pop up on my screen and go, warning, your area has, it's been noted in your area that Venom has been spotted. See if you can track him down or something. Mm. You and all these other people, kind of MMO style, world event style, find Venom and have to take him down together. And like 20 dudes against Venom. It's awesome.
And do you run into issues with like, you need resources. You need to kill five guys wearing a hat.
No, none of that.
And there's too many people, other people trying to kill five guys with a hat.
None of that, because your loot is instanced. So Diablo 3. So when you kill Venom, when we're done taking him down, and I got killed, someone had to revive me. It sucked. I was pissed. But anyway, I got, he ran me over and came back, but then we killed him. And he poops out the best freaking loot, like just amazing stuff. But it's all yours. Nobody else sees what you're saying. They're all getting their own random roll. Right. Anyway, then there's the story in it. The powers are great. It's not unusual that you might be standing aside Iron Man and fighting with Captain America. But then also freaking Squirrel Girl shows up or whatever her name is. Is that her name?
Right. That's her name, Squirrel Girl, yeah.
I hate saying it. And lately people
somebody just came up with the name first and Squirrel Girl. Those rhyme. Let's make that.
People have been going nuts with Rocket Raccoon and, you know, like he's everywhere right now.
Of course. Yeah. And Groot. Yeah. And imagine they're putting them all in this game as well.
They are. It's cool. It's cool. They've just done a really good job and it's free and the Mac beta is in full force. You can actually just play it on your Mac. Right. It's just.
While we're on that subject, I told you a little bit about this yesterday, but there's a specific Guardians of the Galaxy style game or based game in on the Apple Store, the iOS Store, and I believe they've got it in they're making it for
Android
and other devices, but it's Battleheart. Basically, so
Battleheart with the Guardians of the Galaxy characters.
Exactly. So you've got, you know, Drax and Star-Lord and Gamora and Groot and Rocket, but you're going to get people like Mantis and Nova and stuff like that unlocked. So, if you already powered your way through Battleheart, then this is the game for you.
Remind me, is Howard the Duck a Marvel thing or a DC thing?
Nope, he's a Marvel thing.
Okay. Do you think, with Marvel's recent success and high risk of something, say, like Guardians, and so far reviews-wise are just nailing it, do you think they could pull off a proper Howard the Duck movie?
Maybe. Now, to that end, I do know that there may be an Easter egg of some sort related to that in Guardians.
Okay, I'll keep my eye open then.
Because basically, I mean, you're
hopefully it's his dead, lifeless body floating in space.
You're dealing with the collector who basically, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff from the Marvel Universe, a lot of fan service from the Marvel Universe in the collectors. You see a little bit of it at the end of which one was it that had the collector? Dark World, right? Thor Dark World?
Yeah, the second Thor deal.
Yeah, when you first get to see Benicio del Toro as the collector. And his place is filled with Marvel memorabilia.
When he came on screen and went, I flip you.
That's what he said. Exactly.
Well,
Kobayashi was Kobayashi.
He was so good in that. Oh my gosh, what a movie! All right, Red Robin. They're in the news.
Yeah,
it's the restaurant. You know, you guys have those. You have a Red Robin,
we
right?
Do. Yeah. Okay. I think they're. And I know what we're going to be talking about here, but I think their teriyaki burger, their bonsai burger with teriyaki and pineapple is one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Oh, it's an amazing burger. Sure. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there in a long time, but there's one near me over here. It's by that movie theater we did Nerdtacular at, and they always good for food, you know, place to eat. Well, they have made the list of most extreme foods, the very top, in fact. So check this out. If you don't want to send the results of months and months of working out of the gym down the drain and refrain from ordering any food items from the adjectives monster of bottomless in its name.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. Red Robin's monster meal was given the dubious honor of being the single unhealthiest meal of 2014 by the Nutritionist Center of Science and the Public Interest. Group looked at menus of over 200 chain restaurants as part of his Extreme Eating Awards. The awards are given to dishes or combos that are extremely high in calories and other unhealthy ingredients like fats and sugars, etc. The monster meal is a combo of a huge peppercorn burger, bottomless steak fries, and a salted caramel milkshake. The caloric value of the meal is 3,540 calories in one meal alone. A meal from the Cheesecake Factory also made the list. The brûlée de French toast. This sugary fare contained 2,780 calories and 93 grams of saturated fat. That's a lot. The other dishes on the list were, let's see, I don't know who Farfalla? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Farfalla?
Chicken and roasted garlic cheesecake thing. Oh, from the Cheesecake Factory. Reese's peanut butter chocolate cheesecake containing 2,400 calories and 1,500 calories, respectively. Anyway, they just have this big list. It's interesting that it's not really the fast food chains that are on the list. They're on there, but they're not so high on the list. It's these big, you know, family style restaurants like Red Robin or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Red Robin trying to kill you. That's what's going on there. Sounds good though, right?
Mm. It does.
I can't eat that stuff anymore.
You can get, you can do the bonsai burger with chicken and much, much better for you. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. Still a lot of bread and sauce and stuff, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you can do it as a lettuce wrap.
I'm going to do this. I'm getting a spinach salad today. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, very good.
Chicken, spinach, something salad, chop salad or something. Speaking of food, oh man, HelloFresh. They make me hungry because the food on there is not only healthy, but hearty. HelloFresh.com. Go check them out. Make cooking fun again by using the code MORNINGSTREAM for 50% off for your first time visit. Check out the food they make. They send you the ingredients, by the way. These are all chef-built recipes. And they send you the farm fresh ingredients to your door. Everything you need. Make it in 30 minutes or less. Boom. Bob's your uncle. HelloFresh.com. Check out if they deliver to you. And again, that code is MORNINGSTREAM for half off your first order. Go check them out today, please.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It is Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by...
Hello, Frog Pantsers. Would you like to watch a very entertaining person live stream random video games?
Yes.
I'll let you decide. Her name is Cryosphered on Twitch, and she is streaming and entertaining all while helping children in need. Donate to St. Jude's on Cryo's behalf with Frog Pants and your contact email address written in the message field of the donation form. You will then be entered for a chance to win any video game of your choice for any current video game system, including PCs. The winner will be picked randomly on Friday, August 15th. To donate, go to the St. Jude's Play Live webpage, then find a gamer, select find a gamer, and search for Cryosphere. I think we need to change one. The top part says Cryosphered with a D. I bet it's just plain Cryosphere, right?
I think, yeah, that's a good question now that you say it. I'm not sure. I think Cryosphere.
Cryosphere,
I think the D may have been a goof.
Yeah, I'll delete that. Although that doesn't matter for tomorrow, does it? Or for Monday?
No, we'll do my. No, we still have two more, so it'll matter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you caught that. Nice job.
Sure.
Legolas took a swing at Justin Bieber. they're hearing there's a lot of confusion, actually, as to what happened. People are taking sides, of course. One account is Justin extended his hand to Orlando Bloom. That's who we're talking about here, who refused it. And then Justin said, what's your problem? Orlando mentioned Miranda. Justin then just tried to walk away, and that's when Orlando swung. So there's a lot of backstory to this. I guess Miranda, what's her name?
Miranda Kerr.
The hot Victoria's Secret catalog lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's also in that video, Blurred Lines deal. I think that's her.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm
pretty sure that's her.
I think so. Gotcha.
Kerr. I just want to make sure. Is that right? Pretty sure that's her. She's 31. Wow.
Wow. She looks like she's 14.
Yeah,
my
she's
God.
So young looking. That's really weird. Well, anyway. Is she in the Blurred Lines? I think she's the Blurred Lines girl. I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it says here, Miranda Kerr. Yeah, that's her. She's in Blurred Lines. So you've seen a lot of her.
Katie Kahn says, nope, that's not her.
It's not her?
Got her as a tool. Nope, she's not in that video. Taxi cab. There's a lot of people who know their Blurred Lines video.
Well, who's the girl? The Blurred Lines girl is not her. Who the heck is she? Because she looks just like her. And I'm not the only one. The internet is completely confused as to who that is.
Oh, really?
Because all these results, one of the top searches is Miranda Kerr Blurred Lines.
Yeah, but there's when you look at her images, there's nothing from Blurred Lines in there. So I think it is a different.
All right. Well, who knows? Point is,
she's very pretty.
She's lovely. She's with him, Orlando, and like Bieber tried to get it on with her or something. There's some kind of weird thing, and then somehow Selena Gomez got involved. It's all super junior high.
You just wouldn't expect that Justin Bieber and Orlando Bloom would fish in the same ocean, would you? I mean, it just seems like they're...
It does feel like it's a weird crossover, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But anyway, other people have said that something very different. Second version said, Justin said something to the effect of, quote, I had sex with your wife, right? And that Orlando swung, but because Bieber always has a throng of like 8,000 bodyguards with him, mm-hmm. nothing could ever connect. Keeps him from actually having to fight anyone. Orlando Bloom threw a punch at Justin early Wednesday. This is in the Ibiza. Is that a Vegas thing?
No. Ibiza, that's a destination, like a big party destination. Like, you know, if you're cheaper, you go to Miami Beach and stuff like that. If you're rich, you go to Ibiza.
So where is that? Is that in a place? Is that an estate? Like, where is this?
I want to say it's in, near Central America. Like, it's an island.
Balearic Islands.
Oh, in the Mediterranean. Okay. So it's, way out. I knew it was an island.
Is fancy.
Out in the Mediterranean. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Ibiza. Yes.
Boy, I'm not the only one asking. A lot of people are like, where is the Ibiza located? There's like a lot of questions on the internet about where it is.
Spain Island. There you go. And it's Emily Ratajkowski is the gal from Blurred Lines.
Oh, okay. She sounds like a left forward for a freaking hockey team. Is that even a position? Left
in
forward.
Ibiza in the Utah.
In the Utah, right.
Yes.
I know the one.
In the Utah?
Yeah, we got it. Jeez, go back to your little... Why you come out here? Just go back to your room.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks. Legolas... Didn't hit him, though. If you don't see, there's a video, and it doesn't show much, but there was a lot of people in there at the time, including Paris Hilton and P. Diddy, or whatever he's calling himself now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see Orlando swing in the
Huff
video.
Lion.
Huff Lion. Puff Lion, what'd you call it?
Puff Lion, yeah.
Got it. But the eyewitnesses tell us that, he should make his own website called the Puffington Post. I would read that.
Nice. Yeah, you should.
Eyewitnesses say that Justin ducked the punch, and that's where the video starts, and you hear Justin scream, "What up, bitch?" we're told when Bieber left the crowd, or left the room, the crowd applauded that he left.
Nice.
Because no one likes
Good,
Bieber.
Because everyone likes Legolas.
Yeah. He climbed up on a giant fake fantasy elephant and took it down by himself. I mean, come on. Didn't he? We had his bow the whole time.
Yeah, right. Yes,
he could see across way far and say,
and running. Yeah, exactly. And hopping from one
something
thing
of eyes of Isengard. Something
taking the hobbits to Isengard.
That's the one.
Somebody tweeted, and I can't. Somebody actually mentioned this in the chat room that somebody tweeted right after he did that. You know, like in response to. Orlando Bloom doing this. He said, I'm taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Yeah. Well, here's, I got, I here, I'll play at this.
Oh, love it. I it's know what you're
going to
play.
Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, that's brilliant.
Sometimes the internet gets it right.
It does, right? And when it does, it's so sweet. So sweet.
Somebody of these got video here.
No, no. What is it?
They just posted, Geek Girl just posted video of...
let's take a look here. Oh, the punch.
Oh, and there's, you can see the punch.
All right,
the swing.
Play here. See what we get.
It's right, one of those
no
audio. Like,
oh, there is audio.
There's audio. It's just looped over and over again.
Is that Orlando moving in?
Yeah. Not the guy with the stuff written on the back of his shirt, but then you kind of see him.
Okay, we'll see that again. Yeah, he's right in the head of him here.
This is one of those typical videos where, like, they show it, and then they show it again, then they show it in slow motion, then they show it in really slow motion.
Oh, yeah, he goes in for the shot. Oh, freaking, you know what, Bieber? You're a douche. Thank you for all these toys you got!
That'd be great if they did the video with that playing in the background.
Interstellar trailer, new trailer. You seen it yet?
Ooh, no, I haven't.
It's all right.
Good. Is there a little more information about it in this one?
A lot more information. It looks great.
Really? Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm putting this in my
beyond stoked. This is so for me, this movie. I can tell already. Ooh. It's what I love. It's apocalyptic. It's future. All hope is lost. It's Yay. Sunshine. It's all those. It's all that stuff I love, man.
Awesome.
Hans Zimmer soundtrack. Love that guy. Christopher Nolan. I think his best work are his offshoot non-Batman movies. I love the Batman movies, don't get me wrong, but his best work is like The Prestige and freaking Inception. And cool. You know. What was that other one?
Whoops.
What was the one where he kept going back in time? No. Yeah. What was that one? You got your Guy Pearce, your Trinity in there.
It's a Memento.
Memento. Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, so good.
And then wasn't there one with somebody was like a serial killer? I want to say Robin Williams was like a serial killer.
Oh, it was Insomnia.
Insomnia is really good.
Yeah.
The
one that takes place in Alaska and there's never any night. So you kind of, right.
That was right before Batman Begins. Right before Batman began.
Right.
All righty. There's that.
Cool. I can get to look at that trailer.
Yeah, you need to watch it. It's really good. TweakedAudio.com is now in our lives, and they're great, and they'll take care of you. Even if you have a problem, they'll take care of you. Learned this yesterday that somebody had some trouble with their earbuds, and you know they'll do whatever they need to get you taken care of, even if that means straight up giving your money back, or if that means giving you a new pair or whatever. They'll back up their product. They're proud enough of it.
They're awesome.
Yeah, lifetime warranty on it all. Compatible with your iPod, your iPhones, your MP3 players, your Android phones. Noise reduction is always there. Engineered for durability, and they have a lifetime warranty. TweakedAudio.com is the place. Stream is the code. 33% off. Do it today. That's TweakedAudio.com. All right, Brian. Let's take a break and do some music.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. This one comes to us from Travis. Says, hey, Steamboat Springs in Boulder.
No.
Wow, like a very Denver, Colorado-centric one in there. Yeah. My beautiful partner Andy and I have just returned from a wonderful vacation in Colorado, and we will be celebrating his 28th birthday on August 1st. One of his favorite artists is Regina Spektor, and it would mean so much to us if he could play her cover of Real Love. Thanks for everything you guys do. Love the horno. No, love the homo. Travis.
Oh, partner. Travis, got it. Okay.
Travis, yes, exactly.
All right.
All right, so this is a song that Regina Spektor covered. It was originally recorded by John Lennon. It was like one of these basement recordings that that they found of his. And then the Beatles decided, or the remaining Beatles decided, for that big thing they did in the 90s with the documentary, the three-part documentary, and then all the albums of unreleased music, that they would add their own instrumentation to it. So it was basically one of the first new Beatles songs in 30 years or whatever, right?
Right.
Or 28 years or anyway. They did this one, and they did Free as a Bird, if I remember correctly. And Real Love covered by Regina Spektor. You can find it on the Instant Karma Amnesty International Campaign to Save Darfur tribute that came out in 2007. She also recorded a really nice acoustic version for the Andrew Denton Show, and I'll play that at some point in the future. But this one I love because there's so much added to it. And I do mean the anthology, Curtis B. Thank you. She's also gotten a lot of attention lately, of course, because of her theme song to Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. It's really good. Really well done.
So This will be a stark opposite to that. Mm. Here's Regina Spektor singing the lovely Real Love.
You know, stark opposite is my Jamie Lannister. It's my Jamie Lannister cover band. Get it? Stark opposite.
I get it.
All right, here's your song. Oh, you know what I did? Hold on. What'd just you do? Hold on, everybody. Just right. Everyone relax for a second. I may have messed up. Okay, now it's moving over. Yeah, you know, when you're hosting and producing, trouble can
so
happen.
So much to do. Yes.
Here you go. It's Real Love, and we'll be back in a minute.
Chocolatey chocolate milk comes from a chocolate cow in a chocolate field on a chocolate farm near a chocolate stream. Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey, the chocolate people.
Chocolate milk people too.
I'll blow them to bits.
The Morning Stream. It's Totes Fat.
Okay, we're back. Man, I love that song. I like everything about her, honestly.
Yeah, her voice is just so intoxicating. Like, you know, you can hear little bits of the accent in there every once in a while, and it's just so clean and crisp. And,
just love it. It's nothing. It's like nobody else working today, I think. Which is good. You need unique voices in pop music. Would be nice once in a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
What?
Oh, I know what. It's time for us to do a little bit of goofball goofiness here.
I take it then no Wendy.
No Wendy. She's unavailable.
We're doing the goofball goofiness. Yeah.
So she didn't leave Denver until 5:30 last night.
Oh, God, last night?
Yeah. So she was there for like a full day and a half trying to get the flights worked out, and they finally did, and I assume they got all 12 of their bags. So you got to understand, all of their living things are in 12 bags, and it was a huge mess, just kind of a nightmare. And the way it all worked out in the end is they stayed in a hotel and had some help from my cousins, and everything worked out fine, and then they got on the plane and off they went. So I think that meant they got to their destination of Iceland, Reykjavik, around the time, it would have been about 1 a.m. our time, I think.
Okay. Wow.
So I don't know what condition they're in, but I'm not surprised I'm not hearing back, because who knows. And they're in some hostel for a few days. And again, you and I talked about how that word sucks.
It's a bad word to use for a place to stay.
It really is.
We're going to be staying in a hostel environment.
It's like naming a public toilet we're staying in the bum driller. All right, we're going to use the bum driller. You know? Oh, that's a traditional, colloquial, local thing to say, the bum driller. Right. But really, it just means toilet. Oh, I don't care. It sounds awful. Anyway, the point is, we're going to do emails, and these are randomly pulled. Now, I got a lot of feedback that they really enjoyed that.
Okay,
good. That was fun for people to just sort of grab things. Now, sometimes I get straight up spam in the main thing. Yes. So part of this Russian roulette is not knowing what you're going to get.
Everyone's like, all right, I'll take what I get then.
All right, random first pick.
Bitch about it.
Random first pick is friend, comma, money within the hour, says in the subject line. Hey, this is truly unique, and it's the only thing I've seen in the past few years that actually has the potential to make you money within the hour. Here's how it works. Enjoy. And then a link to some terrible phishing scheme. So that's that. Here's another one. This is a real one. Nathan Lawrence wrote in, says, greetings, skillet and bacon.
Okay, good.
I think you won that deal. Mm-hmm. I'm dirty and rarely cared for.
You are used to make me.
I'm used to make you. That's right. On Monday, you read an email that suggested the reason that Rotten Tomatoes sits around 50% is the average review is probably middling. This may be true, but for the case of Walter Mitty, certainly seemed to be. Now, that's how Rotten Tomatoes actually works. The tomato meter determines scores based on the percentage of reviewers who think the movie is acceptable enough to watch. So it's actually possible for a movie with no perfect scores to get a 100 rating, because every critic who saw it thought it was kind of okay, I guess, instead of unacceptable. Critics define their own threshold for calling something a positive review, but many define it very low, so you can get really misleading results sometimes. Forever weak at the knees, just the thought of the show, Nathan. It's an interesting point of view. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't see what they do over there as science by any stretch. There's nothing about Rotten Tomatoes that makes me, you know, that's not the ultimate way I make my determinations ever.
Right.
But I tend to think on the general whole, that's the whole point of generalized numbers, that when something's above 75%, it's a pretty good chance you're going to like it.
Yeah.
That's just the way it has gone for me. Not once has something been 75 to 90% and I've seen it and gone, man, how are they so wrong? What a pile of garbage that was.
Right. Exactly.
That never happens to me. At 50, I just feel like that's your place where you might,
might not be for you. Might be something you enjoy that other people don't enjoy. Yeah, sure.
Get it on DVD. Yeah. Wait for it to show up on Netflix, something like that. Here's the next one, and this is totally random. Sorry and thank you, it says. Oh, this is a real one. So far, so good, dude. Daniel Mensch.
Okay. All right.
Isn't that a derogatory term toward like a fastidious Jewish man?
It's a Yiddish term. mensch.
Guy that kind of skulks around going, hey.
You He's took, a real mensch. Yeah,
who,
I'm not
who
sure.
Took the I last know. Hot dog out of the fridge. Yeah, like that.
The last kosher.
What the hell happened? Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Scott, just wanted to say sorry for the long ad, and I gave you a few days ago, and thank you very much for shortening it up. Oh, this must be one of our ad people.
Yeah.
It turns out great. Listening to you later, listen to it later, and good luck with your daughter's wedding, Dan. Oh, thanks, Dan.
Oh, cool. A mensch, nice by the way, is Yiddish. It's a good guy. It's a compliment.
Oh, it is?
Okay. According to our brilliant tadpole.
Okay, great. Well, they are brilliant. I like those guys. Seinfeld versus Friends, says Walter Glass. This is real.
Okay.
Hi, I hate Seinfeld. Watched it for years, but wow, those characters were incredibly annoying. I appreciate that they were going for a particular thing, and they did it successfully, but that thing doesn't work for me. It was just wasn't all that funny to me. Friends, however, I liked quite a lot. Those very special episode moments that you hated is what made the show work for me. They didn't do it too often, but when they did, I found it affecting. Having a lot of funny with some serious sprinkled in is a winning combination for me. I would watch Friends over and over again. I will never watch Seinfeld again. But of course, comedy is subversive or subjective, rather. Right. Yeah, look, there Walter, I'm with you, dude. Not everything's for everybody.
Right, exactly.
But you're wrong. Friends sucks. just putting that out there.
Yeah, sorry that you feel that way because it's incorrect. I know.
Somebody was also saying, what was it, that the way comedies used to be, they all had the very special moments, like. Mr. Belvedere would have an episode where
the bicycle episode of Different Strokes,
right? Where it's somebody
the Maytag repairman. It's Arthur Carlson.
Yeah, he local Diddling Utah
little boys
dude
in the bicycle shop. Yeah,
yeah, he's a big. What was his real name?
Gordon Jump is his real name. Yeah,
he's a big Utah dude. Mm. Everyone loves him except in bicycle shops, I guess. But they all did it right, like Blossom and.
Sure.
I don't know. The Family Ties. I mean, everything.
Family Ties had the Tom Hanks drunk episodes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, another random one. Northampton Man.
Northampton Man.
Northampton. Sorry.
Okay.
Northampton Man.
Darn it. That was going to be Lost in Arthur somewhere. Excelsior.
No, that's my special power. Let's see. It says, look out. He's got guns. It's a link. I'm going to click it. This is from masslive.com. Police respond to a report of a gun. Northampton man tells officers only guns present are his biceps.
Nice.
That's great. Nice. Northampton may have
taken these two straight from the gun show.
Says they may have taken the phrase "suns out, guns out" to heart. City police recalled to North Maple Street home of. A North Maple Street home after Monday afternoon, responding to a report of a man with a gun. When police asked if he was in possession of any weapons, the resident responded that the only guns present were his biceps. The man proceeded to flex his muscles for the officers. The search of the house produced no guns except for a toy water gun. So there you go. It's random emails, man. That's how this stuff goes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Sherry. Subject is one reward pending.
Oh, good. You've got a reward pending.
Reward for themorningstream@gmail.com. Your account ID is here. Your account status is active. Unclaimed reward, 1. Claim your reward right here. To your success, Sherry.
Oh, my gosh. You should totally click that link.
I think I might.
No, don't.
It's on my Mac. I'll be fine. It's not going to get
me. No, you're telling them that that's a valid email address.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm deleting it then. I'm not going to click it. I am definitely not going to do that. All right.
I'm on my Mac. I'll be fine.
Jason Martin wrote in, says, what happens to your body an hour after you drink soda? High soda and bourbon on Wednesday's TMS. It was, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. It was mentioned that soda was once in a while is okay to drink. Someone detailed what happened within an hour of drinking soda, and it sounds kind of scary. So here we go. So take this. I mean, this may be skewed one direction too far, but I don't know.
Oh, are they going to say, a can of pop every week is actually good for you?
No, this thing is going to, I think it says the opposite. So it says, when somebody drinks a Coke, watch what happens. In the first 10 minutes, 10 teaspoons of sugar hit your system, 100% of your recommended daily intake. You don't immediately vomit from the overwhelming sweetness because phosphoric acid cuts the flavor, allowing you to keep it down. That's interesting. That's all that's holding us back from yakking that. 20 minutes in, your blood sugar spikes, causing an insulin burst. Your liver responds to this by turning any sugar it can get its hands on into fat. There's plenty of that in this particular moment. 40 minutes in, caffeine absorption is complete. Your pupils dilate, your blood pressure rises, and your response, as a response, your liver dumps more sugar into your bloodstream. The adrenocine receptors in your brain now block, prevented drowsiness.
It's like a, it's like those quick cuts from Requiem for a Dream.
Yep, that's totally it. Oh, that movie! I hate that movie so much. The movie gave me the willies. I hate that movie. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, prevents drowsiness. So anyway, that's how caffeine works. 45 minutes in, your body ups your dopamine production, stimulating the pleasure centers of your brain. This is physically the same way heroin works, by the way. 60 minutes in, the phosphoric acids binds calcium, magnesium, and zinc to your lower intestine, providing a further boost to metabolism. This is compounded by high doses of sugar and artificial sweeteners, also increasing the urinary excretion of calcium. This is why a lot of people get, maybe drink too much pop, you get stones, kidney stones. Mm-hmm. 60 minutes in, we're almost there. The caffeine diuretic properties come into play. This makes you have to pee. It is now assured that you will evacuate the bonded calcium, magnesium, and zinc that was headed to your bones, as well as sodium, electrolytes, and water. All out the pee hole. Out. 60 minutes in. So we're 60 minutes from popping that Coke open. Crapping that popin. All right?
By the way, Daryl, by the way, is chiming in on Twitter and saying this Coke thing is BS.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear his description of why. As the rave inside you dies down, you start to have a sugar crash. You may become irritable and or sluggish. Also, now literally have pissed away all the water that was in the Coke, but not before infusing it with valuable nutrients your body could have used for things like even having the ability to hydrate your system or build strong bones and teeth. So that's what this is. Dr. Wade Meredith. On a site called nutritionresearchcenter.org.
Okay.
I can't speak to its whatever, but
veracity or
yeah. But here's what we're gonna
validity.
Do.
Validity.
We're gonna just we're gonna see if we can bring Daryl in here on this.
All right, good. Good.
Because I want to hear him say what he's gonna say.
I do too.
Because my guess is this is because Daryl likes to drink Coke every day and doesn't like to be told that it's bad for him. That's my thinking. All right, let's give this a shot. Daryl, are you there? No? Maybe? Sort of? Kind of? Okay, give it time. He may not be able to answer. I don't know. He says he hangs out in the Skyper deal.
He might have gotten called into the break room to explain the red Oreos that he left in there the other day.
All right, right. Oh, hey, Daryl, are you there?
I've been called. What's going on?
I don't know.
What's happening?
Listen, man, you said on Twitter you think this soda thing's BS. I want to get the clear skinny from you. What's going on?
Well, I said 50% BS. I think
not 10%.
All right, 50. Where are you drawing the line on the halfway mark?
Well, when you drink pop, you don't just instantly barf. I mean, is it the sugar?
They're saying the reason you don't instantly barf is because
this is stupid to admit, but I will anyway.
Yeah.
If I don't have the right coffee ingredients and chocolate and stuff, I make my own chocolate stuff and I put chocolate powder in it and I dump a billion tons of sugar in there, even though I know it's bad and it looks horrible going in and I know I'm going to drink this. And I drink that and I don't barf. And well, it's probably got more sugar than Coke.
But that's the whole point. So here's the deal. 10 teaspoons of sugar equals your 100% daily intake of sugar.
And that's 10 teaspoons? Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's teaspoons. I'm thinking tablespoons.
Yeah, no, teaspoons. Yeah, and that's how much you get in a can of Coke, okay, normal can of Coke. You don't immediately vomit. So it says you don't immediately vomit from the overwhelming sweetness because phosphoric acids cut the flavor, allowing you to keep it down.
Oh, that's dumb. No.
Dr. Skeels, lay it out. I want to hear this.
Well, I drink all this. Well, I used to do this all the time, but not anymore. But once in a while, when I make my super sugar coffee drink, there's none of that other stuff in there. It's just pure sugar, and right. I don't barf.
Well, that's what they're saying is your system. The reason you don't barf is because of the phosphoric acids in your in your system.
That I already have.
That you have. You're the one saying, you're the thing that causes it not to. The point is that if we would barf, none of us would be eating so much damn sugar. Like we, we've been ill. Now you could say, well, that's good. That's a natural human thing. That isn't that great that we don't yak the minute we have too much sugar in our system. But it's like someone drinking too much milk. We don't have a way to defend a gallon of milk, you know. Mm-hmm. So you just yak it up.
I know a teenager that does that.
Yeah. Have you? Do you know anybody who has tried that challenge and made it? I've never seen anybody
Drinking
made
a whole gallon of milk and not throwing up.
Yeah.
How could you? How much time do they get?
I forget what the deal is. I think you have to do it in half an hour or something.
60 seconds. Oh, really? That much time?
Oh, half hour? Oh, wow. I know somebody that can do 2 gallons in that amount of time.
Really? No way. Really? Can you really do that?
Nerdacular 2015 challenge accepted.
I'd pay admission to see Daryl drink a gallon of milk.
I would too.
It's not me. It's the teenager of the house.
And he can drink that much and be fine?
Well, I know he can do a gallon because I look in the fridge and there's gallons of milk unopened. I go back an hour later and one of them is totally gone and empty and in the recycle thing.
Yeah. Well, right. See, who knew? Who knew? All nobody right,
so
knew.
Let's
That's
see.
Who
the
knew.
Milk gallon challenge is process consuming. Da, 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 da. A person is given 60 minutes to drink a full gallon of whole milk without vomiting.
Whole milk. Yeah, not skim. Skim is water. Yeah. Like
three
white
universal
coloring
rules.
In it. Yeah.
Contestant has 1 hour to drink 1 U.S. liquid gallon of milk. Specifications on the type of milk vary or unspecified. Some require that it must be whole milk, as skim milk may give an advantage or allow for flavored milk such as chocolate to be consumed, which some ban the use of. Should the contestant finish the gallon within that hour, they must retain the gallon for a set period. There are several variations of this rule. The milk must simply be drunk in an hour without vomiting. The drinker must retain the contents for 1 additional hour without vomiting.
Another hour? Oh, God. Yes.
Should they retain the gallon, they win. Otherwise, if the contestant vomits prior to the set period of time has passed, they lose. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah. Why would you do this to yourself?
All right. Yeah. Oh, there's the saltine cracker challenge and the cinnamon challenge, but I've never heard of the banana Sprite challenge.
The banana Sprite challenge, never heard of. The saltine one I've done and I failed.
Here we go. The banana Sprite challenge is a challenge to quickly eat 2 bananas and drink 1 liter of Sprite without vomiting.
What?
While the vomit response is commonly assumed to be a chemical reaction between the two foods, the reaction may also occur due simply to the large amount of food and drink ingested within a short period.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, 2 liters. That's
no, it's 1 liter. 1 liter of Sprite and 2 bananas.
Two bananas. Yes. And then are there specifications on banana size? Some particular limit or
does not
size?
Say that that article does not contain any more information than what I've just given you.
Yeah, this is.
I'll do that challenge.
This is for college kids. These things aren't they? They're really not for me or you. You'll do that challenge, Daryl. Hold on. Did I just hear Daryl accept the challenge of the Sprite banana challenge?
Yeah, 1 liter Sprite banana. I'll do that.
2 bananas, 1 Sprite.
Okay, can we somehow have this happen on the air? we should do this. Why don't we do this?
Should be a nerdtacular.
What are you doing for PM?
Yeah, how you feeling this afternoon?
How long is this supposed to take to eat this?
Yeah,
stuff?
What's the rules, Brian? Look up the Sprite.
It doesn't say how much time you've got, but I imagine it's got to be pretty quick. Like, and it's 1 liter of Sprite, so it's like one of those larger bottles, larger than the 16 ounce or the 20 ounce, but
it
doesn't give a time period, but
we have to do this. Why aren't we doing this? Okay, we'll have to figure this out. We'll talk off air, but Daryl, we're holding you to this, man. We got it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, you sound like you've done it before. That's what I like about your your cockiness in this way.
I might have just unknowingly just done it.
You may have just like a bored Saturday afternoon, like, oh, where'd those 2 bananas and that liter of Sprite go? I guess I ate it.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm interested in this, so we'll talk later. Bye, Daryl. Stay out of trouble.
Love this idea.
Well, yeah, we're doing it, dude.
Yeah.
If he's willing, why would we not? That's stupid.
Right.
We wouldn't.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't want to hurt him.
No.
I hope not.
Get Hallie Spagnola. It's a new power hour, says Archineer.
Oh, yeah, good idea. All right. Can we do one last email? And it's in our actual email segment, and I'm going to have you say that it's brought to us by somebody.
Oh, okay. We actually have a sponsor. Yeah. Join Harold Mulad. I just want to hear Scott pronounce that one, or Mulyadi. I'm sorry. You should probably pronounce
Squirini.
It.
Squirini.
There you go.
Is it in there? Oh, yeah. Mulyadi, I'd say.
Yeah, or Mulyadi.
Yeah.
Harold Mulliati.
Sure.
And Rob, as they explore the world of magic, not the card game, and spirituality, find us on iTunes under This Magical Life or bit.ly/thismagical. This Magical Life. Listen today.
Weird. Sounds interesting.
It does.
Does this implies that Harold believes the magic is real then? Or is it just
I guess maybe, yeah, maybe it's like one guy's on the magic side, the other guy's on the faith side. I don't know.
That'd be weird. Now you got to get like some jerk atheist in the middle there. We just piss everybody off.
Right, skeptic.
Yeah, get a hardcore skeptic in there.
Exactly.
Hey, silly putty and brain droppings. Right. This is actually a really heartfelt email, so I'm excited to read this. This came to us from George, we'll call him. He says, I'm writing to you now from my new job in Vancouver, Columbia, Canada. Oh,
We've read this.
Is it the same one?
Oh, no, I guess it's not.
New guy.
Sorry. Wow, okay.
Because the subject line said, you eating tacos in a parking lot literally saved my life. That's the subject line. Mm-hmm. Now, I cannot imagine whose life I shortened by eating tacos in a parking lot, but I've never heard anyone claim I've saved a life with it.
Right.
So he says this, I'd like to thank you guys for saving my life. This is going to be very depressing before it gets better. You see, 2 years ago, my fiance left me for someone she met on the internet, and 2 months later, I was told one night by the police that my mother had been killed. Jeez. She was my only family, as my father had run out on us years ago. So with my breakup, my mother's death, as well as her debt and mortgages, which became mine, on top of my huge student loan, became too much and I crumbled. My life froze in shock and I had no idea what to do about anything. And before I knew it, I was homeless. So many times I wanted to just give up and end my own life. And at one point on January 11th of this year, I stood in the middle of traffic at night and was waiting for a bus or a truck to come by. Except out of nowhere in my head, all I can think about was Scott eating 6 tacos in a parking lot. And I started giggling. Then it became crying laughter. And at the same time, like an insane person, as I stood in the middle of the road, but regardless, the desire to leap in front of a car was completely gone. And all I wanted to do was go back to the public library computers and listen to TMS. Anyways, it's half a year later and I've got a decent paying job and an account manager for an online magazine manager for an online magazine / advertising company. I'm moving out of my friend's couch into my own place a few blocks from work. And although I am still nearly 60 grand in debt, I have goals, ambitions, and a purpose again. Anyways, this is as long as hell as this is. I wanted to just thank you guys and let you know what you are doing is more than just entertainment. It's leaving a mark on people's lives, changing it for the better because you share your lives on the air. It's as if we are all in the same room listening to Grandpa Scott and Uncle Brian. Hold on now. Grandpa Scott and Uncle Brian implies we're the same age, damn it.
Hey, you're older than me, man.
By a, what, 2 months or something?
Two weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, that's right, because it's this Saturday. Forgetting. like grandpas do, they forget.
Yeah.
So I thank you and love you guys, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing I can do about it, or that you can do about it. Also, he has a little song request, which we can save for a different day, but.
Sure.
George, that's awesome, but I cannot imagine how my taco store, what a weird thing, and I'm glad I existed so you had something to cue in on, because we'd rather have you with us than not. But yeah, I guess, you know, I'm always blown away by these stories. I don't expect them, you know? So, I'm glad you're all right, dude. And like Brian said yesterday to the other email, mm-hmm. that 19-year-old, a lot of this is on you. Like you mustered it up and you stuck it out.
Exactly. You had the strength. As much as we'd love to take the credit, it was all you, buddy.
Yeah. I'm glad the taco thing was a spark there, but you know, my intestinal discomfort was your gain, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brian, that's it. That's the show. We're done now. If you guys want to contribute emails to this random thing we do, our regular email segments, you can do that. themorningstream@gmail.com on Twitter. You can follow us and comment and say things at morningstream. By the way, you use the hashtag TMS questions for tonight's TMS PM. We'll be fielding your Twitter questions. It's always fun. It's a popular segment on the show. I'm at Scott Johnson. He's at Brian, or he's at Coverville, rather. New Coverville went up, right? It's out now.
It did. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was Def Leppard and Guardians of the Galaxy. So,
as my mom would say, Death Leppard. Yeah.
Death Leppard. Yeah. Yes.
That's what she called him. Hey, you like that Death Leppard? I'm like, oh, Mom. Yeah, I like the Death Leppard.
Would you? So, do we have a couple minutes here? Yeah. Would you be up for taking a call from a listener, Vlad?
Sure.
A Tadpooligan Vlad. Let's see.
What's he
is
got
it
going
best
on?
If he calls?
Yeah, it'd be better if he called us and we'll add him.
My Extra Life. Okay, give a call to My Extra Life on Skype, Vlad. And
what's Vlad got going on? Did he say?
I don't know. He says he has something interesting to tell us about.
All right. We're going to take his word for it. This could go bad. Here we go. Glad you're calling there, buddy.
I know we've had some issues with receiving calls. Like, you're calling out, no problem, but...
Yeah, we should be all right. I think I got that sort of worked out, but... Okay, here he is. Let's try it. Here we go. Adding to call. Oh, it didn't do it. All right, Brian, you there? No? Vlad, you there? No. Hold on. Why isn't this working? Oh, that is so annoying. All right. You know what? I don't have any way to do anything. All right, we're going to end that call. We're going to call Brian back. Yeah, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. Skype is such a jank fest. Are you there? Hello, Brian? Oh, you know what? That won't work. Hold on. Jeez. I got to add somebody to this call. Okay. Gosh dang it. See, this is why we can't have nice things. This right here. All right. Select. Add. Okay. Are you there?
Hear me?
You there?
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah, and this is why we don't do call in lately.
Yeah, we got to fix that. Hold on. Is there a way for me to...
I guess you could call him. His Skype name is right there in the...
Better be worth it.
That's a lot of setup.
Yeah. Hold on. All right. So we'll try this again. VL.
Daryl responds in Skype. This is fun, only not fun.
Yeah, I agree with Daryl. I'm with him on that. What's his account?
Vlad Neko 2. So VLADNEKO, the number 2.
All right. Let's give that a shot. It doesn't show up. It's saying it's bad. It's not working. All right. Have him do this. Hey, Vlad. Oh, he's not going to hear it for a minute.
That's all right. I can type something to him.
Just say, hey. Oh, no. You know what? Here he is.
Okay.
Can I just add him to this call?
Try adding him to the call.
Invite to group call. Okay, this might work.
Okay.
Hello?
There we go. Now it works.
Hello, who's this? Is this Vlad?
This is Vlad.
Hello, Vlad.
I hope it would be.
Yeah, I would hope so after all that.
After all this.
Hey, man, well, you got something big to tell us. What's going on?
Yes, this is something big. Okay, ready? We're going live in 3, 2, 1. And welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Nerf Herder Podcast. This is episode 11. This is the official couples episode. We have the great Scott Johnson of Frog Pants fame and Mr. Coverville himself, Brian Ibbett.
So wait.
Did you just backdoor us into your show?
Yeah, we just got backdoored into somebody else's show. That's what happened here.
You just got brought into my show.
Wow.
How does that feel now?
It feels a little weird.
Doesn't it? You finally get to be a guest on something
we'll
that isn't a Frog
we'll
Pants.
Be expecting a check from you in...
We'll get some kind of residual stuff going on. No, that's cool. Do you have a co-host or what are you doing there?
I actually do have a co-host. He is...
But Skype isn't working, so I can't bring him in.
He's actually probably still asleep right now. Oh. He has a weird sleep schedule, apparently.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yep. Well, that's great. Well, this is... Yeah.
Since you guys probably aren't all that into keeping up with the news and everything, but you both have sons.
We do.
Okay, so Nerf is generally geared towards girls, right? Or, I'm sorry, it's geared towards guys. But now Nerf is trying to gear it more towards girls with their Rebel series, which is all like bows and pink and purple.
Yeah, it's like a pink Katniss style bow. Yeah, I saw that.
I personally think they look pretty cool. People have been complaining that it's like, oh, this is sexist, this, that, the other thing. It's not all girls are like that, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that's kind of silly that people are... making a big hoopla over pink and white and purple stuff?
I think it's silly to assume that just because it's pink, it's going to be attractive to girls. I think that girls like playing with Nerf toys whatever the color they are. I mean, yeah. we had a ton of Nerf guns in the old office I used to work at. Everybody had one in their desk, and we just bring them out randomly, you know, have attacks and men and women playing with the black, yellow, blue, whatever color Nerf.
I don't think they need to make a bunch of pink stuff. I think that what's wrong with all the Nerf guns they have now? I don't see those as gender specific. It's not like there's a penis hanging off the back of one of those things. You know, they just look like Nerf guns. They look like,
until you get into the modding community, you don't have a giant phallus hanging off of it. But there are some people who like to make goofy stuff.
Well, it is the internet. That's for sure.
It is the internet.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, interesting. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I thought it was kind of silly. I want to know what you guys thought. So. I'm actually going to capture all this audio and put it in my show.
It is the strangest way anyone's ever got us to do a guest spot. So you got that going for
you. I figured you guys weren't really available at like 10:30 at night when we usually record.
Yeah.
So
tell your co-host to get some damn normal hours. That's what I do. Stay out of trouble. All right, off he goes. That was terrible. All right.
I had no idea.
It is what it is, everybody.
Full sense of security.
Nice kid, though.
He's a good kid, yeah.
So we're going to, what are we going to do now? Oh, we still got to get Cleo in here, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Points.
Yeah, I don't know if she, I assume she's around. I haven't checked.
I saw her in the chat room earlier. I don't see her in there. I haven't seen her respond to anything in a while.
Yeah, that could be.
Cleo, you around?
Let's find out. I'll add her to the call. Try it out.
Oh, jeez.
What's that? Yeah,
there's a bunch of ironic name. Just put in the chat a bunch of pictures of Nerf.
Nerf ladies?
Nerf units. No.
Oh.
Nerf.
Really?
Nerf wieners.
I thought he was kidding about the mod community. Is that a real thing?
No. That's a real thing.
Oh, apparently. Gosh.
I think you just clicked it.
Yep. That seems inappropriate. Wow. Really? That's crazy. Sure.
And Nerf seems like kind of the thing you wouldn't want, because those are soft and spongy. And if, well, never mind. I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah, we'll not go any further until we bring Carrie in here. Carrie, how's it going?
What the hell is going on in your show this
morning?
I don't know.
What happened? what kind of chaos have we wrought?
I don't know what's happening. You've got lovely emails from people who are telling you that they're struggling with living, but you're trying to kill Daryl.
Yeah. We had a turn. We turned a corner, man. We turned
a
corner today.
Only 10% of Daryl. Only 10%.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are we going to try and get Bill to eat fried butter next?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yes.
Duran.
He's already taken heat on Twitter for recommending salted nuts and beef jerky as your healthy snacks for the week. He's getting crap for that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, no, it's all made a turn,
lightly
dude.
Salted.
Yeah. Justin,
moderation, people.
Justin's entering a monastery, you know, like he's going to be a priest one day.
I thought he was joining ZZ Top with that beard.
Oh my gosh, right? Yeah. He'd be called.
I'm going to make a banana Sprite smoothie in about an hour just to see what
nice.
It
I totally want to see like. That. I really want to know how that goes. Anyway, so Cleo comes on. She comes on Thursdays and she says, hey, people said funny stuff and we're going to give them some points for winning for the week. And what the hell are they? So how are they? What do we do?
They're pretty good. All the things you can be allergic to. Remember that conversation?
Yeah.
When you guys talked about that, Thorin said the tree nuts is his favorite Lord of the Rings character.
Old tree beard's old buddy tree nuts. Yep.
That's right.
That's right.
Great.
When
just
the
hang here for a
chat
while.
Room goes in. We're all going to Isengard.
Yeah.
When the chat room goes on a bender talking about TV shows and actresses, C.T. Lawrence, who was new to the Tadpole, said first little contribution to the Tadpole was somehow I always expect the name game on TMS to always end with either Betty White or Justin Bieber, which is pretty accurate.
That's pretty true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. When you couldn't remember the name of Walmart's brand.
Good value.
We know you meant to find great value. Yeah.
Or great value. Is it good value? Mediocre value. Anyway.
Not even.
Yeah.
It's kind of value. Yeah. Everyone thought that wall crap was a good choice, but Cinderflame thought that a better accurate name was Voldemort.
Voldemort.
The store that shall not be named. Nice.
Yes.
That's right. When you ate the Oreo that had the chocolate and peanut butter in it.
Yeah.
Mm, delicious.
Yeah,
TVZ
yeah.
gone. Our good friend Greg of the photography land said that Chocolate is Dominant is a movie I accidentally rented several times on business trips.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful there, because that one channel, you hit that wrong button and next thing you know, there's $8 on your bill. You know what's going on.
That's right. That was an oddly specific bill count there.
Yeah, that was, right? I knew a little too much about that, didn't I?
When the plane crashed, and today when the plane crashed in between two buildings in a mini mall, Alucard said they were a little off target.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
Oh, that's not bad. I wish there wasn't a death involved because that would be even better. That's amazing.
And today's winner is our good friend Thorin. I'm going to actually put a link in the Tadpool that explains why Thorin wins. Oh. And click it, people.
All right, a visual. I see. Hold on, mine's not loading. Oh, there we go. Oh my gosh, that's
the question that came with it when he posted that was, "What are you looking at while you're listening to TMS?"
Like, that is amazing. That is freaking amazing. That looks just like that stupid thing they made. It makes me wonder if any of that was real. Like, maybe that was all photoshopped in that article. Anyway, my boobs.
Well done, Thorin.
Amazing. I do not like how much my boobs are a topic of conversation. Or the little frog logo's wiener, clearly, down there.
Right. And the duck's wiener, the robot's wiener, and the posters behind you.
And Brian's wiener, which is in the wrong place.
Anyway. Yeah, it's in my armpit.
Yeah, it's right where you want it. It's right where you like it. Cleo, it's been a blast as always. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Mm-hmm. You too, my friend.
We'll try not to be too weird next week. Bye now. All right. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, my clock's all off now. All right. That's it. I think I've said all I needed to say about everything else. There's a new... there'll be a new boop today. There'll also be a fresh episode of TMS PM tonight. We'll be here at 5:30 PM Mountain Time, so be here for
us. Get your questions in. What's the hashtag they need to use?
TMS questions is what.
Well, that's easy to remember. There,
TMS questions. You don't even have to reply to us directly. Just TMS questions, and we'll pick it up and we'll do your questions tonight in the latter half of the program. And I think that's it. Why don't we do some music?
Okay. All right, let's get to our requests here. This one is going out to Brian in Chattanooga, I believe. Yes, right here. Greetings, Summit and Bravo.
Oh.
I'd like to request a song. I guess you could say it's for my birthday on August 1st, but do we really need an arbitrary reason? I like songs. I like TMS. Let's do this. I'd love a cover of or by The Sounds. I've failed to find any on my own, but I didn't fall into a vat of musical radioactive waste that mutated me into an endless fountain of cover knowledge. That's how it happened, right, Brian? Mm. That is how it happened, and now I couldn't find any covers of The Sounds either. Failing that, anything Bad Religion related would hit the spot. Thanks to all the TMS crew for the show, Brian in Chattanooga. All right, so yes, we do have a cover, lots of covers by Bad Religion, so that's what we're going to play. And I do want to thank a listener who sent this to me. It was actually the same people who sent some food, too. Chewy369, Priscilla and Daniel
Shaladane.
They sent me this album called 99... Songs of Revolution, and it's an all-cover album that, as you can see, is still wrapped in plastic because I already have a copy of this. So what I'm going to do, and they even said, hey, you know, if you've already got a copy of it, you probably do, then give it away. So I'm going to give it away. I'm going to put it in one of the TMS stream sacks.
Hold on. Did you say it was...
Wrapped in plastic.
It is wrapped in plastic, okay. Like Laura Palmer. Anyway, I've even got a poster on my wall right behind my photo with Pete Rose and Gail Sayers over there.
Nice.
That's slightly covered up. But anyway, Streetlight Manifesto and the album is 99 Songs of Revolution, Volume 1. Great cover album to check out right here. Good cover on here of Red Rubber Ball by Circle, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. Mm. Anyway, that's going to go in some random stream sack for August. So
that's great.
Yes.
Lucky
bastards.
You still
have time. If you want to get in, get on that stream sack level right now and you might get this.
Yeah, you can be in right this second and just don't knock it down to a penny at the end of the month. Or else you won't win it.
Exactly. Well, you won't get it if you knock it down to a penny.
That's right.
What we're going to play from it is a song called Skyscraper that was originally done by Bad Religion. And this goes out to, like I said, Brian in Chattanooga.
All right.
And thank you for your support of the show.
Yeah, it's really cool. Totally cool, man. Here it is, Skyscraper. We'll be back tonight. See you then, everybody. Stay safe. Don't drink the Sprite and banana deal, or you'll kill yourself.
Come, let us make bricks and burn them hard. We'll build a city with a tower for the world. And climb so we can reach anything we may propose. Like a sky. skyscraper. Build me up, then tear down these joining walls so they can climb at all. So they can climb at all.
Sap, will you?